Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Come on, call his name Jesus. Turn it up for me. Jesus. That's it, because you have relationship calling his name, not because you've been instructed, but because there is power. The next time you have to face a situation and you don't know how you're going to handle it, you ought to look it in the face and say, there is power. In the name of Jesus, I know where it is. Try it. We want you to break every chain. We're here for you. Break every chain. Ooh, lift your hands. Break every chain. Break every chain. I hear the chain.
God brought you here today because this is your day for the chains to come off. And they can come off right now, right this instant. You don't have to walk out of this building the same way you came in. The power of God is available. That's an anointed song right there. That's anointed. Whew. If you're not right with God, come right now. Just come on. Just make your way out. Get on out and come on. Come on and give the Lord a shout today. Let's give him a praise.
Break every chain.
Come on back, Tasha. Keep on singing it right now. There's some more that just got to keep on coming. Praise the Lord.
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army, there's an army.
Woo!
Rising up.
Go ahead and sing.
There's an army.
Today got some chains that you need to fall. Y'all need to just come on up to the altar. We're going to pray for some chains to fall off your life. I don't know
break
what it is.
Chain.
Yeah, just come on.
Break every chain. 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 There is power. There is power here.
Come on, sing it.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power, there is power.
Blog Talk Radio.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain? Yeah.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Why you over it? I see God had for you tonight, and even when I was on faith. while you're red box. Put on your high heel. Put on your lift head and still be Holy Ghost filled, sanctified. Look through, walk in and go ahead and switch to the look in. Y'all better stop these souls.
Listen, you can't wait on a word when God has told you to do something. You can't wait on a confirmation when God has already put it in your spirit before the foundation of the world. It is time to stop trying to make a season, but walk in your season. Listen, you can't wait on somebody to come and confirm who God has already told you about yourself. You were born to be a victorious person. You were born to deliver somebody that's in your same situation. Somebody is looking for an answer to their ministry. Listen, think about the hell you've been going through. Think about your trials that you've been experiencing. Everything that you have experienced in your life was the making of your ministry. It's time to rise up. The world is waiting on you. Walk in your calling, in your anointing. Stay on your faith. Seek God. Stay in your word. Stop trying to be a church preacher. Stop trying to be a church person and be a God person. Yes, I'm talking to you. It is your time to rise up in your miracle. You're waiting on the healing. The healing has already happened on the cross. Yes, on the cross. Jesus took every burden, he took every pain, he took every sorrow, and he nailed it. Why don't you look at somebody and say, I realize right now that my issue has been nailed to the cross. Stop waiting on a certain season to come before you move in the things of God. Your season started the moment you arrived in your mother's womb. Yes, the time is now. The season is now. Stop trying to buy a season from some prophet. Walk in your season now. Talk in it. Praise in it. Shout in it. Dance in it.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within. In a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Purify.
That's what I want him to do. Surround us in this. If you're ready looking for the rain, I just need about 50 people. Help me.
The doctors has said that my spine, the lower part of my spine, was out of place, and there was no way that they could put it back. I would never be able to walk again. I've been walking ever since 2005, and although they had said with an x-ray that my spine is out of place, I don't have no back pain. I don't believe it because I have faith. I don't let what the doctors say get to me. I let what I believe in Christ stay in me.
You know what just happened? A surgery. I saw the curve, and I saw the disc that even wanted to leap. You hit it right on the nail. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What's going on with that?
There are times when I lay down and I have to kind of switch in positions of laying down. And there are even nights where I have to sit up, you know, to fight, you know, to get rid of this pain. And every time it happens, there are songs. I start singing those songs. But when I sing, I'm singing songs of praise, I'm singing songs of thanks. And every time I do that, I'm wide awake. And I just want to praise and sing all night.
Thank you, Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen the word lately. Tony, come here, come here, come here, come here. I can't
make it, I can't make it.
I just can't live it.
I can't live it.
I know, I just can't live it. I just can't live it.
I can't make it.
I just can't live it out of.
Bless God. You are listening to Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, prophet and seer. And I want you to know that if you're feeling like you can't make it, I want you to stay tuned. I want you to hold on. If you know someone that is in a dire need of miracles, and I mean there is no hocus pocus with this broadcast. God has given me a word for his people. People, we're going to the nations. People from across the nations are calling, emailing, and getting in touch with me on Facebook. It's not about me. It's about the kingdom. God is moving by his spirit. I was telling my queen, Katrina, I was letting her know that I feel like I'm pregnant. I feel like there's a birthing taking place. And I want you to know that if you know someone that needs a miracle, tell them to call 347-539-5173. I'm going to go to the callers next. Stay with us. You're listening again to Prophecy Alive. I'm Prophet Roderick.
Glory, glory.
send your harvest in this house. Send your harvest. Oh my, send the rain of earth in this house.
Well, praise God. I'm going to the callers now. Well, God bless you. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. You're on the air. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina, so I'm calling in for prayer.
Praise God. You say your name is Sheila?
Yes.
God bless you, Sheila. I thank God for you. I thank God for your life. I thank God that you are a predestinated person. God has pre-planned and preordained your life, and it is not by accident that you are on the air with me. I am Roderick, and I do give glory to God because he knows it all. There is such a hunger in your spirit, and I do sense a freshness in the atmosphere. I do sense that you are in the valley of decision, but God is bringing light, revelation, and understanding to you. Now, Father, I thank you for this woman. I thank you, Lord, that you have ordained her from her mother's womb. And Holy Spirit, my good friend, minister now to her spirit, to her mind, her soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Sheila?
Yes.
The word confidence comes to me very strongly, confidence.
Okay.
God is building your confidence. There are things that's been torn down, but there's a strong confidence. Did you not know that confidence is the twin to faith? And we can have faith, but unless the confidence is there, there's something missing. There is a verse in the Bible that I want you to cling to out of all the word of the Lord. It is Philippians 1 and 6. Could you write that down?
Yes.
And if you got your Bible, go right to it. I don't mind that. I love ministering to the people of God.
Okay,
and if... Go ahead.
Oh, I don't have a Bible before me, but I'm writing it down.
Good. Philippians 1 and 6. And I want you to read it on your own. It talks about for us to be confident of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. There are some things that you want God to do. That's not prophecy, and that's not even a word of knowledge. That's just life. Anyone in their right mind are in a state right now that they want God to move for them in many areas. Some of the strongest areas nowadays, and it's always one of the strongest, is finances. And also in decision making, some people need to know what college to go to. Others need to know about a job. Will that job call me? Those are general things. And then most of all, it doesn't take the anointing to know their family issues. And I teach people to watch prophets who just prophesy general things. What I sense very strongly is that the word confidence comes to me. And also, when I'm on the phone with a person, I hear words. And the other word I hear is victory. God will give you complete and total victory in your life. Whatever you're facing, whatever mountain, I'm here to tell you that you will be successful. You will conquer, and you will see a tremendous breakthrough in your life. Do you believe that?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Is there something about your ministry that you want to know?
Well, what's pressing right now, to be honest with you, Prophet?
Please be honest.
Oh, of course. right now, my father passed away back in October. But before he passed away, there was a current will, but wasn't filed at the clerk of court, but it was a current will he had in his will folder, okay? And also there was an insurance policy, okay? And my oldest brother stole the insurance policy and he stole the current will. So what I had to do, and my father left me a large piece of land, it was like 2 acres of land or more.
Okay.
And since my father took my oldest brother out of the will, so that's why my brother stole the will, and he said if he ain't getting nothing, nobody else is getting anything. Hmm. All right? So my father had made me executrix over the will, made me executrix over the will, and told me what to carry out and how to divide this and how to divide that, because he had three properties. Two of my rental properties, so far as the trailer parks, and the other ones where he resigned at, okay? And so what happened is I was determined to fulfill my position as an executrix because my father was very adamant about it. So what happened was my youngest brother came home from Iraq, and when he came home, he realized that, of course, I had already told him the current will was missing. Well, my youngest brother contacted a daughter of somebody my father used to date 30 years ago. Okay, they were all family, okay? And there was a old will to go back to 1985, and I was executrix on that, but my father forgot even about the old will, so we had to go to another county to get that will. At least my youngest brother did. Well, in that will, what was the land, my land, that my father left me in his current will, was actually given to my father's ex-girlfriend that goes back 30 years ago. So she's getting my land that I would currently have and also another property, okay? So right now, what it states is I'm not getting anything according to the old girlfriend. So she's not going to – I thought maybe she would actually give the property to me since I'm executrix and actually allow me to divide it among my siblings. Well, she's given her daughter power of attorney, which is like 35 or 36 years old, and I asked her about it a couple of days ago, and I said, you know, I'm the executrix, and as things start to wind down, I was expecting you to get with me and let me know how you want to divide the land. She says, I'm not giving you all the land. She says, I'm keeping the land. We're going to go buy this old will, and this old will, this land belongs to my mom. And so I said, well, she says, come to find out that my father owed her mom 40-something thousand dollars 30-some years ago, and my father never paid her according to what they're saying. So she said, I said, well, what if I put a lien against the property and pay your mom the money back? Would you please release the land to our family? Because that is our inheritance. She says, that is not an option.
She said, what?
That is not an option.
Hmm.
So right now, it's like there's six of us siblings, and only one sibling is actually going to be able to get some property out of it, and that's my youngest brother that came home and got the will from another county. He's the only sibling is actually going to get some land. And then the ex-girlfriend is going to inherit the other two properties. So the rest of the kids are not getting anything.
Any part of the inheritance.
No, there's like three or four of us not getting anything, and only one is getting something. And that's the youngest brother that came home from Iraq. And so my father was very adamant about me getting the property where he resigned at, because back in 2006, I made a sacrifice to give up my job to come here if something was to ever happen to him to be available, because I moved from Northern Virginia. I had just accepted a $50,000 job, and when my father called me and told me he had prostate cancer, that was not even a second thought. I was like, okay, I'll move down here when my lease is up in the month of February. I will move. And so that's what I did. So in case he ever needed me, I'll be right here.
Huh.
So I mean, I am just, I got an attorney, and he's supposed to be a good attorney, but he's telling me there's nothing I can do. And I'm like, God, there is something that can be done. I'm trusting God to move for me because only God can work the situation out. Man cannot work it out. Only God can. And I'm relying on God. And I'm like, Lord, this is my inheritance. This is my inheritance. My father was so adamant about making sure I get that property where he resided at.
Let me ask
very
you
adamant.
This.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. I sense the Holy Spirit very strongly in this area. I dealt with this not too long ago. Also, I want you to write down, this reminds me of Abraham. You remember Abraham and his nephew Lot?
Yes.
Okay, remember when he got them out of Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah.
Okay, they had a family conflict sort of like this.
Okay.
Did you know that?
You know what? I haven't read that in a long time, and I did not know that.
There, I'm glad you're saying that because the word of the Lord to you is simply this. Remember Abraham. Now, you're going to study Genesis 13. You're going to discover how Abraham, he had a lot of sheep and animals.
Right.
Okay. Lot was the one that hung around the wrong type of people. Lot looked up and saw, when they were getting ready to make a decision, Lot looked up and saw the beautiful area, and he saw the two cities, and Lot wanted that which looked good to him. And this is how he ended up near Sodom and Gomorrah, you understand? And we're in the area of transfer of wealth, and it seems as though the enemy is trying to take from you,
right,
from your own. So you know this. There's a thief that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But because you called, it's not because of me, because you called in, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen very good. It's going to get very dark. But after that, light and revelation are going to come to you. And you're going to have victory. And this is what's good about this. You already have the victory. It's just the process, and you're dealing with emotions. Now, pull yourself away from the emotional part of this. Understand this now. The Holy Spirit is calling you on a consecration. I'm going to tell you something, and that's why you heard me say, do you have a question about your ministry?
Okay.
The reason I said that, and I'm going to come back to that because the Holy Spirit is nudging me to tell you that all of this is done so that you may draw so close to God because there's such a strong anointing in the ministry upon your life. You're going to have the victory, but you're going to fast and pray. You're going to go before God, and you're going to become violent. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by what? Force.
Force.
You know that, don't you? Okay.
Right.
So God has sort of not boxed you in. You got to laugh at this. Because all of this is going to work together for your good. See,
right.
I know something about this because I had a man that never knew me and gave me land. And when I did a research on those lands, some of my people in my lineage own that land. Come on,
my
girl.
God.
See,
my
there's
God.
An inheritance. I got to tell you this. Glory to God. Girl, not only you're going to recover all, but you're going to be responsible for taking care of your family. And your enemies are going, girl, who? Going to serve you. Oh, my gosh. Who? Your enemies, your family members, and people that's cutting up. I mean, people getting ugly on you.
Mm.
They are going to minister to you.
Mm.
Now, I want you to listen to this. There's going to be something that happens. I know, but I can only tell you this part. There is coming something that's going to take place because the one that's fighting you is ignoring God.
Mm-hmm.
God has spoken to your kinsmen and told them to do just. But because of another partner, an arrogance and pride, instead of listening to God, they're listening to the wrong spirit. This, my dear, is witchcraft.
My God.
Sheila, is it Sheila?
Yes.
This is witchcraft, and it is rebellion.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. This is anger toward your father.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
We break this demonic curse.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I speak and I decree and I declare. It's just what I heard about you. Remember, let's go back to the beginning of the call. I heard victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you remember?
Yes.
I spoke and I heard confidence. Do you remember?
Yes.
And then you begin to tell me about this. And now the word of the prophet to you this day, fast and pray. Stay
yes.
connected with me, and I'm going to pray with you. I'm not
okay.
one of those charge prophets. This don't involve money. This don't involve nothing. But that we come into a covenant agreement.
Yes.
To loose this thing. There's going to be two more court dates. Listen to me closely. One lawyer is going to be evil. But the next lawyer is going to be good. There is a woman that God has prepared for you. She is an anointed lawyer. And let me say carnally, baby, she's bad. Do you hear me?
Okay.
No. The letter C comes to me concerning her name. The letter C. But God has given her the wisdom and knowledge and understanding how to get this thing done. Now, the will is on paper. Have you seen the will?
No, I haven't.
This is a verbal will.
Mm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So we going to show enough need the Holy Spirit. I see leaves on the tree falling, and leaves change colors before they fall.
Mm-hmm.
But I see branches moving in your life, and that's why
mm-hmm.
you're on the phone with me, and I give God the glory. Branches, that means people that stay, people in covenant, people that pray. I'm connected to some powerful people that will pray. So now
mm-hmm.
we're going to put this on the altar. But
yes.
look what happened. Because your kinsman is doing like Lot,
mm-hmm.
that which he has is going to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you what I see. He's going to have to repent to you and do what is
mm-hmm.
just. Now, what
mm-hmm.
line do you come in? Are you the oldest daughter, middle daughter, or
well,
baby?
My father had four kids by my mother. And he had
okay.
two out of wedlock. He had two out of wedlock. So
okay.
in the marriage of four kids, I'm the second oldest, and I'm the second. I'm the female of the second oldest.
You're the female, and you're the second oldest.
Yes, of the four.
You're a lot like your father too. Let me say something.
Mm-hmm.
You can be happy. You're
mm-hmm.
going to have complete victory.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to do just. By not
mm-hmm.
getting into any quarrels,
okay.
let that alone. Stand back,
mm-hmm.
fast
mm-hmm.
and pray. Stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be praying several times a week. You call me. There's something come
okay.
up, and
mm-hmm.
you can write down my number because I feel like this
oh.
is a – you got to have a prophet on your side.
Yes, I do.
317.
Okay.
832.
Mm-hmm.
0131.
Okay.
Now, there's been three more enemies attached to you
okay.
as a result of this. I mean, people have been putting the wrong information in the ears of some. So now I want you to be very careful. And I'm going to
mm-hmm.
be like Elisha. He knew what was going on in the government. He knew
My
what
God.
Was taking place. and I'm going to be one as Jonathan was David's son was to Saul's son, Jonathan, was to David. And he warned David that his daddy, King Saul, was trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy wants to kill your influence, and he doesn't want you to be rich. Something about farmland comes to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, cool. And see, I'm seeing something here now.
My God.
Somehow the government wants to get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants you to have complete ownership. You hear me?
Right.
So this is your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it'd be a blessing to the whole family, but in the wrong hands, it'll be a curse.
Right.
Whew, I feel a heavy anointing. I'm going to say to you now, obey God. Read Genesis,
right,
the 13th chapter. Fast and pray according to what God has told you. Stay in touch, and we will continue to pray with you. Is there anything else, woman of God?
In the will folder, because once I got the will folder, like I said, the will was missing and the insurance policy was missing. Now, the insurance policy was supposed to be a $300,000 insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father told me he was leaving me $100,000, and he was leaving his more current ex-girlfriend $75,000. And I guess he had directions for what I'm supposed to have done with the money. And so what I'm saying is my father, he would write notes and things of that nature. The last time I saw the insurance policy, I don't know who it was from, I mean who it was by, the insurance company, but I saw my name and his ex-girlfriend name. When I say ex-girlfriend, I mean the more current one that was in a nursing home. She had like 4 aneurysms. And this particular one was an ex-girlfriend in the past since 2009. She ended up in a nursing home. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is this here. He wrote a lot of notes of directions and things for me to do. And all of that was stolen out of the will folder. So, like I said, I had to go back and actually utilize a old will. All right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me ask you something before you finish. I want to hear it all. The word copies come to mind. There are copies of original and the things that your dad has written down. Who has the copies? Because, see, when you deal with legal papers, you can believe this. There are copies to everything.
Right.
So far as can't find certain things, who had access to this information?
My oldest brother, the one that stole the will, lived with my father. So he had everything because it was so convenient for him to, every time my father left the house, he'd be in my father's.
Get it.
Information, you know, in his personal files and whatever, you know, going through, keeping an eye on what he's going to get and what everybody else is getting. And all my siblings was jealous of me because me and my father had a close relationship, and they knew that my father was allowed me to be executrix over his will. In fact, people at the trailer park already knew who I was before I even came on the scene because my father spoke highly of me. Okay.
Well, he favored you. He favored you.
Yes. Yes.
So this whole thing is about jealousy.
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Who is living in the house now?
My brother, my oldest brother, and there's always a confrontation where I can't even go over there to do the inventory. And he's threatened me. In fact, May the 16th, he tried to do a head-on collision to me and my husband in my car.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to you off the air because there are certain things. It's not just about legal, but as a servant of the Lord, the wisdom that's on my life, there's some powerful things I'm going to tell you in private.
Okay.
Why am I seeing a lot of wood, dark wood?
See, because there's a lot of dark wood that's in my father's yard.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there are some things that are buried. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you know now.
Okay.
But you don't have to worry. You say, how's
okay.
that? And you're speaking it. Because what I'm decreeing, nobody knows.
Right.
You know how they couldn't find the body of Moses? Some things can nobody find. Now, I want you to notice this. I'm going to talk to you off the air. I'm going to wait till tomorrow afternoon. I don't know what time it is where you are. You in what, North Carolina, South?
Fayetteville.
Huh?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
And it's 9 o'clock here. What time is it there?
Should be the it's same time. We're on the same time.
Good. We're on the same time. You're going to call me tomorrow around noon.
Okay.
Because I'm going to talk to my queen, Katrina, and then my staff, and we're going to go into prayer about this. And I want you to have, I keep remembering the word of the Lord to you, victory and confidence, Philippians 1:16. You're going to go into the spirit realm. You're going to go into worship. You're going to be careful what you say.
Okay.
Because there's going to be some people that are going to you and him trying to get information. Are you listening?
Yes.
So you're going to have to be very careful of even those who you think are trustworthy.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have victory, girl.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's there's some other money coming to you that don't have anything to do with this.
My God. Mm.
You don't know that you're next in line. You're in line for the great inheritance that you don't know of. You did something good for someone years ago, and they haven't forgot about it. And they're getting ready to come into extreme wealth, and they're going to be a blessing to you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you going to come into some oil money?
My God.
So, girl, you better prepare your spirit.
Yes,
prepare your spirit. I speak as a father. You need to be on your face before God immensely.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you, Lord, even as I said in the beginning, there's a powerful ministry that you're leading her to. You're after her. You're not after ministry. You're after her. And, Lord, you will draw her so close to you. And there's a book coming out of all of this. And there's someone that knows someone in Hollywood, and you're going to make a movie about your life.
My God. Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Going to be powerful. And I see a dress. I see there's a wedding around you. I don't understand this. It may just be spiritual, but I sense and can smell in the spirit realm a wedding.
Praise my God.
Woo,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you, Jesus. I'm married, but we never did have a wedding, and we were talking
that's
about
that. That's it. Stop right there. Stop right there. Then don't you say another word.
Thank you, Jesus.
I wish your husband was on the other line.
I want to get on here. I drove up, and I'm sitting here on the car porch, and I already told him that you were, he said he wanted to come, be on, and so I hadn't even got out the car yet to even give him the number. In fact, I'll do that. I have my daughter right here, and can you pray for her?
I'll be glad to.
She's 27 mm-hmm. years old. Her name is Keisha.
Keisha?
Yes, it's Keisha.
Keisha, God bless you. God bless you. Father, this is your child. She's concerned. She's in the midst of deciding her life. She wants to be successful in every area, and she's trying to make a decision. I ask you, oh God, to get in the midst of Keisha's life and give her guidance, even through her mom and through her parents, and God, I pray for there be a great success. Keisha, you are talented and you are gifted. The Holy Spirit is going to begin to deal with you. I want you to hide yourself in the word of the Lord God is going to give you great understanding and great wisdom. Say wisdom, Keisha.
Wisdom.
God's going to give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Wisdom, the beginning of wisdom is the respect for God. I want you to begin to worship God in your own time and tell God, I love you, I respect you. That means fear. I reverence you. And just begin to ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And he's going to begin to pour into you wisdom. Now, when you ask God for wisdom, begin to study his word, because that's how he get it to you. You feel me?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. And don't worry about your life and career, because this is the beginning of it, wisdom. And then he's going to show you the different steps to take. Okay, daughter?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Let me speak to your mother.
Okay, prophet. I am going to go in the house and get my husband.
Okay. Praise God. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with you. I have a caller on the line, and the Lord is moving. And just stand by. Praise the Lord.
Sing the word lately. Tony, come here, come here, come here, come here. Okay, listen.
I can't take it, I can't take it.
I just can't live it.
I can't live it.
No, 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 I just can't live it. I just can't live it.
I can't take it.
I just can't live it out of it.
God bless everyone. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick, and I want you to know the presence of God is moving. Listen, I had a vision about 2 weeks ago, and I've been sharing it. I looked up into the sky, and I saw houses, beautiful homes coming down like rain. And I asked God, what is this? God said, I'm about to restore my people who are walking by faith. God is about to restore. He's going to restore in the area of homes, family, and vision. God bless you. Are you all still with me?
Yes, my husband is right here.
Your hubby is right there. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you.
What's your first name?
William.
William, that's our son's middle name. William, Sheila and William. Man of God, I've been speaking with your queen, and God has been given some clarity and understanding of this victory. And I say victory, that's the first word God gave to me concerning this particular issue. And then he gave me Philippians 1 and 6, which talks about the confidence in the Lord and the finished work, that whatever God has started, you can believe he's going to give victory. And I will salute you and give honor to the Lord and for your life. I saw when we got through with the issue with the land and so forth, I told your queen, I said, I can sense wedding. I just kept seeing the dress and everything. And she said that you all never had a wedding, and this will come to pass in your life. And I want you to know, it's through that wedding. That wedding will do some things in the spirit realm for you and your wife. And I will tell you this. I don't know whether you know this or not, but you all have a powerful ministry together. And God's going to begin to bring things closer. You know, Jesus' first miracle was a wedding. And at that wedding, he turned what? Water into wine. And this is where you are, William. God is turning water into wine. And now I'm going to explain what that means. You know, most of us know this, that our bodies are over 70% water. Now watch this. God is getting ready to, when Jesus said, I come that, after he said the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, you know that. And then Jesus said in St. John 10 and 10, he said, I have come that ye may have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In other words, he deals with life two times. He said, I came that you might have life. That's the spiritual life. And then he talks about life more abundantly. This is where you and your queen are headed. Praise the Lord, William. This is what I wanted to tell you.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Well, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Thank
now,
you,
y'all be encouraged because I sense a renewal going on in the spirit realm. God's going to make everything straight. I promise you. I only say what I see. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
William, I want to say something. Oh, God, thank God for the anointing. There's been so many false prophets in the land. And, you know, my dad passed in October, and he's been passed since 1999. He was best friends with Red Fox. He was a jazz singer, and later on God called him into the ministry. He became one of the greatest prophets of all time. And I'm his fifth son and my mother's fourth son. The doctor told my mother if she had another child after her third son, she would die. I came forth because my father planted the seed anyway, and I came forth. My mother had more children even after I was born. But God told me never to include money with my prophecies. And man of God, I've been faithful to that over 35 years of ministry. But there's been so many false prophets who have used gimmicks and all types of witchcraft, I call it. But I thank God, I felt led to tell you, I thank my God for what I'm sensing about you, that God has given it to me correct. And I've been faithful, and I will continue until Jesus comes. I want you to know, just as sure as I'm talking to you, William, over the phone and over this broadcast, that you are called by God. And I want you to know that out of all your family on your side, William, God chose you. And this is your time of coming forth. God has been dealing with you. I kind of see like dreams. I kind of see God dealing with your mind.
Yes.
Am I talking to you, William?
Oh, yes, you are.
I know what I feel in my spirit, oh, God.
Praise God.
Woo! William, I'm on fire. Ha, gosh, William, there's something in your body. I'm going to give you a token. I don't have to prove I'm real, but I'm going to tell you something. God is healing your male organs in your body. I see in the liver, I see the pancreas, and I see the colon. And I promise you this, the Holy Spirit this day is cleansing your body and giving you new organs. Watch what I say. Hallelujah. You will not have your kinfolk sickness, and you shall live and not die. And you will declare the work of God. You get ready, man of God, because you're getting ready to eat the good of the land.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to say this, you and your wife, as y'all come together in fasting and praying, you're going to see it speed up. Thank God.
Amen.
This is all I have for you all, in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord.
Y'all
so
stay
much.
Partners and stay connected with me and continue to pray for me, and I will be speaking to you both on my private line because there's some things I tell you I won't say on air.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you both. God bless you, Miss Sheila.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. I think that is so powerful. Stay with me. I'll be back in a moment. Whoo, I got to pray on this one. I'll be right back. I got to praise God, saints.
Yeah.
Stay there.
He is
prophecy alive.
There's something supernatural that I'm sensing in the spirit realm. Let me go to this caller. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive. This is Roderick. How may I help you?
Hi, hon. My name is Michelle, and I'm calling in for prayer. I'm asking for prayer for my family, for me to do the will of God, for the enemy to stop tricking me in my mind, telling me that I'm sick in my body, just for a host of things, just to draw closer to God.
I sense something glorious, Michelle. Just a couple of minutes ago, I felt something in my stomach, in the pit of my stomach. In Jesus' name, I thank you for Michelle. I thank you for her family. Now, God, you are a God that answers prayer. I believe that you answer before we ask. I believe that what she is experiencing are just the symptoms to cause her to waver. But she is not one that will give up. But God, she's like the woman in the Bible that went before the judge. She kept going before the judge. Many that are listening, you've been going before God over and over again. But God is saying, granted. I mean, you better grab that word. Praise God. Granted. Michelle, I'm telling you now, it's coming up and coming out.
Amen.
Praise God. Did you hear me? It's coming up.
Yes,
and it's coming out. You know what I see before my eyes, Michelle? There was a woman that came. We were in a revival, and she came up. And the Spirit of the Lord told me before she got to me, he said she has cancer. Praise God. And then she began to come up, and I said, don't even tell me. The doctor said you have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She began to scream, Mother God, you know, knowing that God had to tell me. And I said, give glory to God, because this is your day. And that woman starts spitting up cancer. Now, the weird part is, it was almost like a golf ball. I've never seen this before. And I told the people who was assisting me, go and get a bucket. Now, something else happened. I just wanted to tell you, she spit up a saliva, mucus. Watch this. It was in the form of a cigarette.
Wow.
It was the same. But I'm just telling you, this thing came in the form of a cigarette. It looked just like a cigarette. Praise God. Now, there is a. I see your inside. I see your. God is showing me only what you want me to see. And it's like I see a tube going down your nose. Looks like your nose or your throat. And it's going down in you. I'm actually seeing you. And what was there is no longer there.
Yes, God, yes. Thank you, God. Yes, God.
You will live.
Thank you, God.
And not die.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
To declare the work
of God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Everybody across the nation, begin to praise God for my sister Michelle.
Thank you, God.
Begin to praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Yeah, yeah, God. Yes, God. Thank you.
Miracle.
Yes, God.
Something hid itself in your ovaries. I'm very careful in what I say. But I see your ovary. God gave me x-ray vision. It seemed to work quicker on women. Now as I get older, past my 40s, it's starting to, I can see men more now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that hid itself. It looked like a bunch of blood clots. No, it's a hand. And it's, God has his hand
in your female organs, and he's massaging your organs and healing them and raking out the debris of the cancer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How many children do you have?
I have three.
The doctors didn't get all something out of you during the second child.
Okay.
And God's cleaning you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this is good news, woman.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to have a completely different life after this night.
Thank you, Lord.
That which was owed to you is returning in multiples of hundreds.
Thank you, Lord. I received it.
You don't understand that. I never heard that. In multiples of hundreds, they're coming. Praise the Lord. Where's your mother?
I was adopted at birth. My mother that birthed me is in Mississippi, and my mom that raised me passed in 98.
I not only sense that, but I sense God is going to do a great work with your mother, your biological mother.
I want to meet her, and she doesn't want to meet me.
It's not going to be up to her. Because God is raising you up this year, and your pain is leaving your heart now. God has poured out joy on your head.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Forgive, forgive, forgive her. And God said you won't be bitter, but better.
Yes. Thank you, God.
And you are better. Praise
I am better.
God.
Yes, I
now,
am.
Now, what chapter of this book that you're writing about your life are you on, or have you begun?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to speak to you as a father.
Okay.
Do not hesitate any longer and procrastinate to obey what God told you.
Yes.
For your life story will be on the big screen.
Okay.
But you must labor and write it.
Okay.
I mean, this is top priority.
Okay.
Because the way your mother is going to meet you is like many people who, when they become famous, for some reason, they show up.
Okay.
But the thing is, you're going to be prepared to love and forgive.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir, Pastor Roger.
It's all right, lady.
Thank you. I receive it.
We'll be talking again.
Thank you so much for your time tonight.
God bless you.
God bless you. Be blessed. Thank you.
Wow.
Love Hope Radio.
God's healing now. So when the waters are stirred for a certain miracle, jump on that phone and press 1. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Pastor, it's Kristen. And, I am calling to just ask for a prayer for my sister in Christ, who is a little too shy to talk to you tonight. But we were at the gas station today, and someone just came up to her and gave her money to put in the car. So I know God is up to something in her life, and I just wanted you to pray for her. Anything, just however God leads.
Okay. Praise the Lord. She's with you now.
Well, she's in the other room, and I have a pen and a paper that I'm writing on. She was feeling a little shy.
She's a little shy.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit, you are awesome. You are so awesome. Holy Spirit, you are the one that sent comfort to reveal Christ, to reveal the truth of the word of the Lord. You know, as the creator of heaven and earth, you know me of this young woman. God Almighty, touch her. Touch her in her heart and in her mind. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to write this and I want you to give this to her.
Yeah.
I want you to write peace.
Mm-hmm.
Safety.
Mm-hmm.
assurance, total and complete deliverance is yours. Give her that paper and have her repeat those words, and you're going to see God bring such a change and joy in her life.
Amen. That encourages me too. That encourages me greatly. God will give that to her.
Amen.
Peace, safety, assurance, total and complete deliverance is yours. Amen.
I heard that in my spirit, and I give God the glory.
Amen.
And as a matter of fact, I want you to use that. That's going to be your weapon, your evangelism. You're going to decree and declare those things.
Amen.
God bless you, Christy.
God bless you.
Oh, that's so awesome. Praise the Lord.
Love Hope Radio.
Well, bless God. I thank God for what he is doing. Now, people, the presence of the Lord is so strong. We got about 30 minutes. I do have a caller. Well, God bless you. You are on the air with Roderick on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling in for a word from the Lord tonight.
Praise the Lord. You sound so familiar. What's your first name?
Lorena.
Praise God. God is, hold 1 second. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. You know, you are able to stand due to your faith. You couldn't give up if you wanted to. It's because of not only your teaching from the upbringing, but your own faith and trust in God, because you know, the older saints used to say, he may not come when you want him.
He's always on time.
Girl, we know that, don't we? He's always on time. I'm praying one day. I said, God, hurry up. You know, you ever get to that point, you know, hurry up, God. I'm going to be bold to tell you. A lot of folks won't confess this. One time I told God, why don't you do it my way? Oh, Lord Jesus, he forgave me. He forgave me. He knew I was kind of slow when he called me. You hear me? I just feel like you have not been able to express who you are. You, it's like there's a part of you that I'm sensing that is trapped. It's almost like a bird in a cage. But I want you to know that God has loosed you to be you. You really have the authority more than you use. You really can decree and it happen. You are prophet. You have the word of God and you can decree it. I need you to start practicing decree. I mean, I need you to just, you know, people practice make what? Makes
perfect.
Yeah. You know, my dad told me, he said, if you do one thing good, the rest will follow. And I'm seeing that. You understand?
Oh,
every
man.
Day. Every day I'm speaking to people across the world. I'm talking about around the world. Something is happening for the people of God who really want to do it right. Let me say it again. People who really want to do it right, something is happening. I was talking to someone else. I feel led to tell you this. They're getting ready to come into an extraordinary amount of money. Because I told them, keep practicing what you believe.
Okay.
See, there's a mindset that, you know, I'm no longer church-minded. I'm God-minded.
Mm.
You understand me?
I understand.
There's nothing wrong with church. I go to church. But what I'm saying is there's a God-mindedness. Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know your, and what you do, you make sure it's not for your own gain. But you have the right to say, God, give me your faith.
Okay.
You know, and go to practicing. Can I tell you something crazy I do? And I don't tell a lot of people, but now millions are going to hear it. I'm going to give you something to practice, okay?
Okay.
I get the word of God and I look myself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And I begin to decree what the word of God says I am. And I look at myself and I prophesy to myself. I mean, my family used to laugh at me. I didn't care. I spend time and you know, when people really start laughing, I start whispering, Roger, you're rich. You're an overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
You can help anybody. Anybody that has a need, you can meet that need. Mm-hmm. Nations hear you. The glory of God is on you. You are anointed to set the captives free. You know everything I'm saying is about helping somebody else. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
So, girl, I want you to practice. I'm your prophet assigned by God. I want you to practice looking at yourself in the mirror. I mean, folks look at themselves in the mirror to look good, don't they?
Yes.
Get sleep out of their eyes. Come on, put on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't we look? You know, there is a scripture that says, "But we all beholding in a glass is another word for mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are changed into that same image." You know what Satan did to Eve? Watch this. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the devil did to Eve? He told her what she already looked like and made her think she had to do something to look like it. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to slow it down? Did you get what I said?
I got it.
Okay. Start practicing that. Next time I talk to you, you're going to tell me about a miracle.
Okay.
What do you want right now? Tell me. Tell me what you want.
What do I really want?
Really?
I just want my own life, and I don't know, because I take care of my parents, and, you know, I've been doing it all. I'm almost 44 years old, and I just want to be me, you know?
That's exactly what I saw. You want to be you. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when God does it,
mm-hmm.
you got to know how to get over things that had to happen for that to happen. Now, that's all I can say about that. I'm going to say this to you, granted.
Okay.
Write down on this day, at this time,
mm-hmm.
Prophet Roger told you, granted.
Okay.
Now, watch how many days it be and this thing come to pass.
Okay.
All I can say is prepare yourself for change.
Okay.
Because it starts now.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
All right. Bye. Praise the Lord. Bye-bye. Faith and believing, okay? Okay. I pray for a lot of folk didn't have enough sense to know what was going to happen. I said, be healed. They were healed. Whoa.
I know some of y'all know you got it. See, but see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. If I said trust him, that means you don't know what God's going to do. But whatever he does, I trust you. Prove it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what God was going to do. Don't fool with me. Y'all say amen. Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was. I'm not talking about natural gambling chance. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even we that have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We just have it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what was going to happen. They had faith. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. Sinners are more rich because they got more faith. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God. Most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens.
Well, get that word in your spirit. I never will forget when I preached that message. And I want you to know that God is moving now. I have another caller. God bless you. You are on the air. This is Roger. How may I help you?
Hello.
God bless you. Yes, God bless
you.
How are you?
I'm Fabiola. I'm calling for prayer this evening.
Yes, Mother. God bless your spirit, bless your soul, bless your body. And I'm seeing your legs. I'm seeing your legs come before me. I'm asking God to take the arteries and give you strength in your leg. Do you hear me, Mother? And that God will give you strength. And I'm seeing the veins in your legs are sort of weak. And I'm asking God to give you supernatural strength in your legs, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, there's no age to miracles. God, touch your blood. Heal your blood in Jesus' mighty name. I see victory
Amen.
In your blood, Mother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Down through the years, you've been faithful to God.
Hallelujah.
And God has heard your cry concerning your children. He's heard your cry.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have heard my cry. I have cried for days, for nights, for hours. Even this morning, I was crying.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Crying to God. I said for one thing.
You only asked for one thing? You're right. And you know what? Not only he granted that to you concerning your life, concerning your family,
yeah.
But he has granted more. He's doing you like Hezekiah. Hezekiah
Hallelujah.
Turned his face to the wall. The prophet Isaiah had to go back to him and say, God added 15 more years.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it.
Do you receive it, Mother?
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it so true. I receive it. And I claim it tonight. I receive it and I claim it. Because you know, prophet, I got something to do for him. And I must do it before I leave this earth. I receive it. You see, I'm true. Hallelujah.
You love to feed people and you love to. You remember when Jesus said, I was hungry, you fed me not. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink.
Yes.
I was in prison. And
yes, sir.
It's like there's a mission that God has assigned to you. And there are even messages that you have to preach. You have to teach. And there's a holiness that is on your life in Jesus' name. Mexico comes to my mind. Listen to me, Mother. Mexico comes to my mind. Mexico.
Hallelujah.
Mother, you're going to have to give your testimony. And you're going to have to deliver the word of the Lord to the nation.
What?
To the nation.
Because
the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is on you.
Yes, you're true. Don't lie. You're true. So true.
You miss somebody that has gone on, but God told me to tell you, let them rest.
That's my mother. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm. Let her rest.
I would do, yes. That's my mother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Glory.
You, Jesus.
What a breakthrough.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Father,
thank you, Daddy.
Praise.
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I know you do.
I love Jesus so much. And I rewrite. I feed people. I want to feed people. I give people. I feed them. That's my mission.
Wow.
That's my mission. You know, like God tells you to you. Right now, I'm packing clothes and things to go down to Africa to the orphanage down there. I had to get money from people so I can build a mission for them. Children, no father, no mother. That's my mission. You see it? That's true.
That's what the Lord said. To God be the glory. I need you. I need to be able to. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to ask God to give me a special seed to sow to help you with your mission.
Thank you, Father.
And I'm
thank
going
you.
To
thank you.
I'm
thank
going
you.
To say this. You're welcome, Mother. I love you. I know you by the Spirit.
I love you so much. You see my whole heart. You have my number there. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something today, this morning. When
I'm
I
listening.
Up, he put a song in my mouth. I went to the bathroom. I get up every 3 o'clock in the morning, and I pray from 3 until daybreak, crying to God. Open the door. Let me go feed those children. And he put a song in my mouth. What God has done for you, what I have done for you, no man, your mother cannot do it. What I have done for you, your mother or your family or your people cannot do it. I have done it for you. And I sang it the whole day. I've been singing what you have done for you. And I know there is a blessing coming for me to go. Release the children, don't know about God. We're going to go tell them about Jesus. We're going to go tell them about Jesus. That's what we do. Oh, my God. You see everything. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Sometimes I'm so down. You don't know how you live, man. Sometimes I feel like God will even hear me. And I cry to him every day and say, God, please. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. You have a number. You can call me at any time. Thank you so much.
Mother, you are blessing. You are blessing my heart and millions of others. What is your name, Mother? What is your name?
My name is Viola Nelson.
What's your first name?
Viola, V-I-O-L-A.
V-I-O-L-A. Nelson?
N-E-L-S-O-N.
I'm going to, what time is it there so I can make sure? It's 9:43
yes.
Here. What time is it where you are?
It's about the same time, 9:40 something. At the same time.
So we're
all
the same time. Where are you calling
on,
from?
Hold on. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're on the same time.
Yeah, let me see the time there. Yeah,
Father, I give you praise for this mother.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you that it is by your power. It is by your anointing.
Hallelujah.
That this is taking place. I thank you that Mother Viola has been predestinated to be a powerful praying woman in the earth.
Hallelujah.
I thank you. You have extended her life. You have extended her ministry. And I pray,
hallelujah,
God, that you give me thousands and thousands of dollars to help her. I
thank
ask for seed to sow into her life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mother,
amen,
it shall come to pass. Mother, I want to tell you this. There's a special miracle I feel. I told my queen, Katrina, this morning, I feel that God has heard me concerning a certain area of ministry. And I know he has given me this because he that lendeth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. Mother, I will personally call you.
Okay.
I'm going to call you tomorrow. Is that okay?
You got my number. You got my number, 678-886-5007.
I have your number.
Okay, call me anytime.
Mother,
if I,
will be calling.
Me and God is talking, and I know the orphanage, you will be part of it. I know of that. This orphanage that I'm opening, you will be part of it, and you shall be blessed. And since you are opening your mouth, God will want to bless you so you can be blessing to those offering children. I love you, Father. I love you so much. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. Too. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless
thank
you, Mother.
God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. Love you.
I love you, too.
Wow. Wow. Oh, God. This is a
thank
blessing.
You, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. I have more callers. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back. I am just overtaken by the presence of the Lord. God bless Mother Nelson.
I've seen the word lately. Tony, come here.
I can't
live
it.
Hello?
Well, God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
A word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. What's your first name?
I'm Sheila.
Sheila. Praise the Lord. That's something I just got through a while ago talking to a Sheila. And this must be a night for Sheila. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Father, right now I give you praise for your anointing. I thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. And this is your daughter. And, Lord, she loves you. Lord, she wants you to move for her right now.
Right,
Sheila.
Uh-huh.
You've been fighting a long time of the same issue. There are certain issues in your life that there seems to be a warfare, and it's been going on for years. As a matter of fact, it's been going on for generations. And believe it or not, you're spiritually carrying others' burdens. You must understand this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So sometimes there's a part of your life that you haven't had a chance to live yet. Listen closely. Because you've been living other people's lives. And I sense this so strong. But God is loosing you tonight.
Hallelujah.
From the life of others that's gone on. And God is allowing you right now, this very second, you're loosed from the issues of the past, so
Hallelujah.
That you may live Sheila's life according to God's promises. The curse of generational curse is totally broken.
Hallelujah.
It's broken. You won't even have the same sickness that others have died with.
Hallelujah.
Ha! Ah, yeah. If I were you, I'll go give him some praise. Let me tell
Hallelujah.
You something. Jesus
praise
became a curse.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus
Thank
became
you,
a curse that the blessings of Abraham might be upon us, on Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Cancer Hallelujah. Must bow to the name of Jesus. Listen to
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Cancer, blood pressure, breast cancer, blindness.
Hallelujah.
Cataracts must bow
Hallelujah.
To the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I decree victory in your life.
Hallelujah.
You
Thank
got some
you,
tied
Jesus.
Up money, Sheila.
Hallelujah.
You got some tied up money. You got some money that's going to be loosed. And I'm going to tell you how many days, but it's in the near future. You're going to have a breakthrough that you thought you'd never see in your lifetime.
Hallelujah.
So you get ready. Why do I see a guitar? Why do I see a guitar? It's like someone plays a guitar. It's a man. Sings and plays the guitar.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to come to you because I know what I see.
Hallelujah.
And I can hear, it's almost like the blues. There is someone kin to you that plays the guitar and sings. Used to sing in clubs. And God's going to bring it back to you. Now, this has to do with money. You know,
uh-huh.
I remember prophesying to people and they didn't understand it, and they called me back and said, you know what? I found out I was kin to so-and-so, and they blessed me. Something is coming to you, but there's a guitar involved and there's a singer involved. You keep that written down, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, because that's kind of crazy to me because I don't know anything about it, but I can promise you this, Mother. Sheila,
uh-huh.
when God
yeah.
shows me something, it comes to pass.
Hallelujah. I receive it. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Prophet.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God is so good. God loves his people so much. And see, let me say something. You cannot understand the ways of God. His ways are higher than our ways. So when you hear a word Don't reason in your mind, because you may not even understand it. There were prophets in the Old Testament that spoke to kings, and those kings didn't see it, they didn't know about it, nor did they understand it, but it came to pass. So what you must never do, when you hear a word from the servant of God, don't run and reason or try to figure it out. Prepare yourself, because it will come to pass. Now, those prophets that charge you, that try to make you make a vow, a financial vow, that's up to you. But God didn't tell me to do that. There are people that would plant seeds, God told me this, without me asking. Praise the Lord God. Stay with me. I'll be back in just a moment.
Love,
hope, well, praise God. Listen, my time is about up. I only have a couple of minutes. And there are many of you that are getting in touch with me on Facebook, Roderick Owensby on Facebook. And there's a Roderick Owensby Jr., that's my son. But you want my Facebook, Roderick Owensby, and you'll see me and my gorgeous wife, my queen, Katrina. But my P.O. box number is, and I want to give it to you, because there are people that will write in and they don't want to get on the air, and they want to write in, and I get so many emails. As a matter of fact, before I give you my P.O. box, you can write me to my email, and my email is ronetwork@live.com. That's ronetwork@live.com. Or you can go to my Facebook, and you can put in Roderick Owensby, and you can inbox me a prayer request. And if you would like to become a partner with me, you could join my Facebook. And I know a lot of people don't like Facebook, but I use it because it's God's book. Now, whatever someone else does, I can't help that. But it's a powerful tool, and people are blessed by it. Now, you can also, if you would like to reach me privately, and now that it's open, I'll give you my cell number, because some people like that contact, that special contact, 317-832-0131. That's 317-832-0131. P.O. Box, you can write me, 24314, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46224. And just write Roderick Owensby. And I look forward to hearing from you. Well, God bless you. And we will not be on the air this 4th of July. I'm going to be spending time with my mother, my family. So we will not be on the air on the 4th. But tomorrow at 8 p.m., we will be on the air. 8 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you. I love you so much. God is so good. And I will talk to you then. This is Prophecy Alive.
I've seen the world lately. Tony, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Okay, I need a word from you, oh, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.